Oh, glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if you have not yet been filled with the Holy Spirit, it's a good time. Well, somebody says, I got filled a year ago, but it's a new year. Says, well, I got filled yesterday. Well, it's a new day. You know, over there in the book of Ephesians, he says, but be being filled with the Holy Ghost. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always to God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting to one another in the fear of God. Glory to God. This is not a day for you and I to be empty. This is a day for us to be filled with all the fullness of God. That's what Paul prayed about for the church at Ephesus. What belongs to the church at Ephesus belongs to the church in the Bay Area. He prayed, I bow my knees to the Father, my Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, length, depth, and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. And then he said, that you might be filled. That you might have the richest measure of his divine presence and become a person holy and filled and flooded with God himself. Woo, glory to God. There's a lot of folks that are empty out there. There's a lot of Christians that are empty. I mean, a lot of churches is like sitting up with the dead. Now, I'm not criticizing any denominations, but God didn't call the body of Christ to be dead in this day and this hour. God called us to be alive and well and filled with the Holy Ghost, with the fire of God and the healing power of God flowing through our hands. Amen. Woo, glory to God. And I believe that I'm looking at a congregation full of wise ambassadors. You know what an ambassador is, don't you? An ambassador is a diplomatic minister of the highest order. Amen. And the highest order that you and I have is to go into all the world. And preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth not shall be damned, but he that believeth shall, hallelujah, be saved. And then he said, in my name, in my name. Now you don't go looking for devils, but if devils show up, you don't kowtow to them. Amen. You cast them out. In my name they shall cast out devils. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. In my name they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Woo! Glory to God. And so the world is hungry. The world is empty. And all they need is an ambassador just like you. An ambassador just like me to come and tell them the good news. To wit, to tell that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Ha ha. Now then, you as ambassadors for Christ's stead, tell them, be reconciled to God. That's the word of an ambassador. The word of an ambassador is this, that thank God, when you come to him, he will not cast you out. That's what John 6:37 says. It says, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out. Glory to God. And so we are not here by accident. We are here on assignment. Every one of us have been assigned a place in the body of Christ. Every one of us have an assignment from our commander in chief. And one of the greatest assignments that we have is to love people and tell them about the love of God and, praise God, lead them to Jesus. Amen? Amen. But you know, wise ambassadors also bring health. In Proverbs, the Bible says, a wise ambassador is health. What does that mean? Well, one translation says this, a wise ambassador brings healing. Amen? Amen. Thank God, Jesus spent 3/4 of his ministry healing the sick. He went about doing good and healing some that were oppressed of the devil. Did I get that wrong? No, he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Why? For God was with him. Amen. Amen. And you know, the good news is this. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. And you know, these disciples, they went forth preaching everywhere. It doesn't just say they preached inside of a building. They preached everywhere. They probably preached on the beach. They probably preached in the marketplace. They just preached everywhere. They didn't have church buildings there. They went forth and preached everywhere. And you know what happened? The Lord worked with them. Well, the same Lord that worked with them will work with you and will work with me. The Lord worked with them, confirming the word that they preach with signs following. Yes. Glory to God. How many of you are believing for signs and wonders and miracles? Praise God. Amen. Not just inside of this building, but outside the building. Surely in this place. But you know, God is a whole lot bigger than these four walls. Woo, glory to God. Amen. So we serve a master who is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
And one of the strongest assertions that you can say in the English language is, I will. We covered the first one, John 6:37. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out. You see, we have this open invitation to come to him 24/7. You know, he's the door, right? And we can come to him. He's knocking on the door of your heart and my heart. Over there in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, in the 16th verse, it says, let us therefore come what?
Boldly
unto the throne of grace. So what can happen? So that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Amen.
Amen.
And so I want to tie that thought in, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out, to coming boldly to the throne of grace. Many people will not come boldly to the throne of grace because they have so much condemnation in their life. They have so many insecurities. They're thinking about their past. But it's like what Brenda preached this morning. We need to let go of the past and we need to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And so because we have right standing with God, we can know that our Father welcomes us into the throne of grace. Woo, that's a good place. I like to say it this way. I heard this in Brother Hankins. Praise God that the throne of grace is our getting place. Yeah. Amen. You know, people go to the market. And what are they going for? They're going to get something. Yeah. They go to Nordstrom or Macy's or Penny's. They go to get something. They come home and they ask the question, where have you been? Well, I've been to the getting place. Amen. Well, the throne of grace is our getting place.
Yeah.
Amen. There's no hindrances. There's no cheapness in the throne of grace. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. So come boldly to the throne of grace. And then I like this. Now that covers your spirit. But what about your soul? Over there in Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and verse 30. Let's pull that up there. Matthew 11, 28 and 30. It says, let's go pull it up there. This is not rehearsed, so you just bear with me and bear with us. He said over here, come unto me. That's an invitation, isn't it? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. In other words, burdened down. And he said, I will do what? I will give you rest. Amen. The great I am said, I will give you rest.
Amen.
Now this will affect your soul. Let's look at the next verse, verse 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest unto your what?
Soul.
You'll find rest unto your souls. I wonder, do our souls need rest?
Yes.
Do we need refreshment?
Yes.
We need times of refreshing. Now, I want to look at those verses in the Amplified if we could tonight. So let's pull up verse 28 through verse 30 in the Amplified version. Say of me, the great I am, is giving me rest. I can remember way back, I believe it was in 1999, It was at Winter Bible Seminar. And Brenda and I were sitting up in the, I guess they would call them the rafters or something. The choir loft. And so in those days, you know, they had a huge choir loft with several people up there. And Brenda and I are just sitting up there minding our own business. And we're enjoying the service. And Brother Hagin got over into the spirit realm. And he started seeing angels in the service. And he went over, he ministered to one guy. And he talked to him because he saw an angel stand beside him. And the Lord had a word for him. And then it wasn't too much longer, but Brother Hagin saw an angel standing right next to me. I didn't see it, but he did. And I believe the prophet of God. Amen. And so he said, come on down here. And he had a word for me. And during that time, it was a very difficult time, especially with our youngest son, James. Many of you know the story about James, and I won't go into it, but it was very trying. It was very heartbreaking, and it was very heart-wrenching to see him go through some of the things that he went through in his soul. It was tough. It was difficult. And I called Brother Hagin one time, and I said, you know, I appreciate your prayers along those lines and so forth. And, you know, he didn't, when Brother Hagin didn't want to talk, he wouldn't say too much. You know, he would just go, yep, you know, twiddle his thumbs, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But evidently, the Lord wanted me to get, Brenda and I, to get some help. And so we went down there, and the angel of the Lord was there. And Brother Hagin began to minister to us by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. And we were seeking the Lord on what are we going to do, you know, about our son? He's gone through hell. And it's been hellish for us. And here we're pastoring a large church. You know, we're supposed to be men and women of faith and power, but we kind of felt like a man and woman of paste and flour. You know, the devil will use that on you. He will use a family member. He will use whatever he can to knock you out of your race. But no. He can't knock us out of our race because we've been clothed with the glory and we're filled with the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
And so the Spirit of the Lord spoke through Brother Hagin. He said, divine wisdom will be given unto you. And that's what we needed. Divine wisdom will be given unto you. And he said, and you'll know exactly what step. And then he said, no, not steps. You'll know exactly what steps to take.
Amen.
Glory to God. That was a word from heaven.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. You know, it's good to stand on the eternal word of God, but it's also good to have a word from a prophet of God like Brother Hagin.
Yeah.
Then he laid hands on me. I went under the power. He started laughing, and then he kicked me. I was laying right there. He kicked my foot. And he said, the devil's a liar.
Yeah.
We've got him on the run.
Amen.
We've got him on the run.
Amen.
Glory to God. And I'm thankful today that James Thomas now is in ministry, serving God. And I'm declaring it is well with his spirit. It is well with his soul. It is well with his body. But what I want you to see out of that brought, he said, one of the other things that Dad said, and you'll have rest in your souls.
Amen.
Say it with me. And you shall have rest in your souls. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And we can say that about our individual lives.
Amen.
No matter what may be going on around us.
Hallelujah.
No matter how the enemy may be bombarding our minds.
Yeah.
With doubts and fears, the Master said, come unto me.
Amen.
Come unto me.
Yeah.
And I will give you rest. Hallelujah. So rest is in the house tonight.
Amen.
Refreshment is in the house. How many of you know that we need times of refreshing? We need seasons of refreshing. Now look at this in the Amplified. He said, let's read it together. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened, and I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls. Woo! Glory to God. Verse 29, let's read it together. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am gentle, meek, and humble. lowly in heart, and you will find rest and ease and refreshment and recreation and blessed quiet for your soul. Woo! Glory to God. So let's declare it together tonight. It is well,
with my soul.
I have a sound mind. Now, if you've been having a little battle in your soul and it's been keeping you awake at night and causing you to toss and turn, thank God there's victory in the house tonight. I said there's victory in the house tonight. I'm going to have Brother David pray for you. I'm going to have Brother Luwat pray for you. Thank God for rest in our souls. Woo, glory to God. So we see two things right now. How many of you know that we are a spirit and we have a soul and we live in a body?
That's right.
That's what Paul right into the church of Thessalonica said. He prayed that the very God of peace, amen. Aren't you, thank God, he's a God of peace.
Amen.
He's not a God of stress, of turmoil. May the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
It is God's will for us to be preserved in our entire being. So number one, when we come to him for salvation, he won't cast us out. When we come to the throne of grace, he won't cast us out. Praise God. When we come unto him, amen, in a time of turmoil, he said, I'm going to give you rest.
Amen.
And so we have rest in our, we have salvation in our spirit, rest in our souls.
Amen.
Now, what about our physical bodies? Look over at Matthew chapter 8, if you will, verses 1 through 3. I'm not going to preach all night because you're so quick and bright and sharp, you got it. Say it with me, I got it. Say it again, I got it now. Amen. We are here to pray. We're here to be refreshed. We're here for the will of the Lord to be done in the house tonight. Now look at over here in Matthew chapter 8, verse 1. When he was come down from the mountains, great multitudes followed him. Wow. Look at verse 2. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Now let's park there just for a moment. You see, the leper knew he could, he just didn't know he would. And there's a lot of people like that in Christianity today. Oh, they know that God can. They know that God is able. They just don't know that he's willing. But it's not faith in his ability necessarily that gets results. It's faith in his willingness to use his ability on our behalf. Say with me,
my Father,
my Master, he is willing. And so this leper came. He said, if you can, I know you could. Now notice in verse 3, notice what the master's response was. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying what?
I will.
I want you to say, I will, five times. I will, I will, I will, I will, I will. These are the I wills of Christ.
Amen.
He said, I will. Be thou clean. One translation says, of course I will. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Well, somebody says, well, he was willing for the leper, but I don't know if he's willing for me. No, thank God. He's the same yesterday, today, forever. He's the same willing master today than he was when he walked, praise God, through the earth. Amen.
Amen.
The great I am says, I will be thou clean. Now notice what happened, Jimmy, and immediately his leprosy was cleansed.
Amen. Glory.
I love the immediately.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now we know that things don't always happen immediately. Jesus said they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And if you're in a place where you're between the amen and the here it is, don't get under condemnation. Know that manifestation time is on the way.
Amen.
Oh, but thank God for the immediately's. I believe we're living in a day for the immediately's to happen. I believe we're living in a day for the suddenly's to happen.
Yes.
Woo, glory to God. where suddenly lame people are walking, where suddenly the blind eyes are open, where suddenly cancers are disappearing. Come on, somebody. We are living in the day of suddenlies. Amen. But now notice this. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. If he was willing then, he's willing today. And I don't doubt it. I refuse to doubt it. So we stand on the word of the Lord. We stand on our covenant with God. We stand on the fact that he is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. We stand on the fact that he's our Redeemer and he has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Did you know that any and every sickness that was ever known or not known yet to mankind is a curse? But oh, thank God. Let's look at Galatians 3:13. Amen. Here's what the great I Am said, Galatians 3:13. Let's look at it in the Amplified version if we could. Amen. Glory to God. I'm doing pretty good for being jet lagged. Glory. That's why I had Brenda preach tonight. This morning. See? I told you.
Amen.
Amen. Galatians 3:13, Amplified. Let's read it together. Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the curse, the doom of the law, and its condemnation by himself, becoming a curse for us. For it is written in the scripture, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree and is crucified. Now verse 14. In order to the end that through their receiving Christ Jesus, the blessing promised to Abraham might come upon the Gentiles so that we might through faith receive all the realization of the promise of the Holy Spirit. Woo! Glory to God. Come on, somebody. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We have been redeemed. We have been redeemed. Amen. So don't stop standing. Keep standing. Keep praising. Keep thanking God for the full manifestation of your healing. If something's going on in your body, just declare the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is quickening my mortal body. And that every organ and every tissue of my body is functioning in the perfection to which God created it to function. I'm getting stronger and stronger day by day.
Amen.
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 So you just got to keep standing. But oh, thank God for the immediately's. And then lastly, turn over to John chapter 14. John 14 verses 1 through 3. Praise the Lord. John 14 verses 1 through 3. And I want the musicians to come back because we're going to praise God a little bit more tonight. Amen. People's lives are going to be changed by the power of God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Notice with me in verse 1. He says, let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. How many of you believe in God?
Amen.
How many of you believe in Jesus?
Yeah.
Amen. Now notice in verse 2. He said, in my Father's house are many double bungalows.
No.
Huh? How about this one? In my Father's house, there are many studios. Uh-uh. In my Father's house, there are many what?
Mansions.
There are many mansions. Do you know he's got a mansion for you?
Yeah.
You know, Brenda talks about her daddy and growing up on a farm. Don't you just love it when she talks about her childhood? Somebody texts her today after the message and says, I just picture you as your little girl on the farm. And she was a cute little girl. Oh, she had just... And she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Amen. But I can just picture you running on the farm. And what I picture is her running after Ricky. and running after Randy. And just having a high-heeled time over there on the farm. But she talks a lot about her daddy. You know, Southern girls, lower Midwestern girls, they call their dads daddies.
Yeah.
Amen. How many of you girls call your dad daddy? I guess that's pretty universal. Anyway, but she talked about her daddy a lot. And her daddy was really, really good with tools and with building stuff. And so when I think about that in my father's house, there's many mansions. I think about Johnny Edwards working on our mansion. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got a mansion in heaven. Amen. And your mansion in heaven is going to be just like you like it. Amen. And you know what? I intend to live in the mansion with Brenda. Praise the Lord. So in my father's house are many mansions. He said, if it were not so, I would have told you. But what did he do? He said, I go to repair a place for you. No, he didn't say I go to repair a place. We need a lot of repairs around here. But your heavenly mansion ain't going to need no repairs. Woo, glory to God. You ain't going to get no big bills. Amen. No, he didn't say I go to repair a place. He said I go to prepare. I go to prepare a place for you. So we've looked at the spirit of man. We've looked at the soul of man. We've looked at the body of man. But now let's talk about the second coming of Christ and how it affects man. Notice with me in verse 3. Glory to God. Verse 3. Do you believe that Jesus is on his way?
Yes.
And he said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again.
Hallelujah. Amen.
He said, I will come again. Jesus is coming soon. He said, I will come again. And I've got that blessed hope for the soon return of the Lord Jesus Christ. How about you? He said, I will come again. Amen. Say that three times. I will come again. I will come again. I will come again. And do what? Not reject you, but I will receive you unto myself. I love it. That where I am, there you may be also. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. That's an encouraging word tonight. That's an encouraging word tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.